A true good dream is from Allah. A true good dream is from Allah. A true good dream is from Allah. A bad dream is from Satan. A bad dream is from Satan. A bad dream is from Satan.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته أسد بھائی how are you
عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله رب العالمين على كل حال with the blessings of Allah I'm all right.
Let us listen to the blessings and the virtues of reciting Darood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. It is mentioned by a great sahabi of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Sayyiduna Thamura radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And he is the blessed father of Hazrat Sayyiduna Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, one day we were in the blessed court of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam when a person came and he mentioned, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, what is the best action that a person could do to earn thawab and reward? Subhanallah. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioned to him that the one who speaks the truth and the one who is trustworthy, Allahu Akbar, when it comes to amana and trustment, he is trustworthy and he speaks the truth. So therefore, the narrator of the hadith, Hazrat Sayyiduna Thamura radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, then says, he asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, iske ilawa bhi koi amal bataye? Aside from this, also give more nasihat and advice. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then said, you should increase your recitation of Darood-e Pak upon me. Subhanallah. Continuing to recite Darood and Salawat, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers mercy and blessings upon the person who recites Darood and Salat upon me. Subhanallah. So this means we should increase the number of recitation of salawat and darood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya Nabi Allah. Alhamdulillah, Asad bhai, last week we had some nice callers and they asked some interesting questions pertaining to dream and you have given a very beautiful introduction as far as the dreams are concerned. So, inshallah, moving forward, I believe there are already some calls. So, let us begin and see what the callers have asked. So, I would request our technician Islami brother to please take the calls for us. Jazakumullah.
My name is Mohammed Ibrahim from Johannesburg. Want to know if you all can explain to me the dream my wife had, like she's falling and then all of a sudden she wakes up. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar. So Asad bhai, this person says that his wife has a dream that she is falling. And then as she is falling, she gets up. This is really scary and something really dangerous. Because when a person is falling in real life, he really feels it. But imagine in a dream, how it must be feeling. So what is the interpretation of this, Asad bhai?
Yes, it's true that when person sees such kind of dream, so he become worried. And he should worry because apparently it doesn't look nice. When we come to the interpretation of such kind of dreams, if someone watches that he or she is falling down, so that means his wishes will not be accepted. The day when she saw that dream, so maybe in those days, some wishes, some desires, she can not fulfill all of her desires. So what to do that? She should make dua in the holy court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that may Allah accept her duas and also gives all the allowed wishes which are allowed in Sharia, in Quran and Hadith accordingly. So she should recite Durood-e-Pak because Durood-e-Pak is the wazifa. If someone wishes something and he or she wants to have such things, so he and she should recite durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, inshallah azza wa jal, his desires will be fulfilled. Another thing, if someone wishes something, he or she has some desires, so they should pay some money in the, spend some money in the way of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, means he should make some sadaqah. So sadaqah is the one of the best means to accept the du'as and also to have the desired thing. So she should recite durood, make du'a and do some sadaqah. So we also make du'a for her that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala fulfill his all the allowed desire which are according to Quran and Sunnah and according to Sharia.
MashaAllah. Okay, Asad bhai, one question on the very same note, that irrespective of this Islamic sister who has this dream, but for any other Islamic brother who has weird nightmares, is he also allowed to give sadqat and khairat so that he can get over and done with those severe dreams?
Yes, why not? If someone wants to do so, he can do it. It's not only for the caller. It is for the all Islamic brothers.
We would request our technician to please take the next call, please.
Jazakallah on the wonderful opportunity in order for us to have more knowledge of our dreams. Maulana Saab, my wife has been having this dream regularly, and she dreams that she's in a car with all of us, with our family, and there's like a tsunami that's behind us. Basically, there's like a lot of water that's coming towards us. Maulana, is there any interpretation for this dream? Please let me know. Jazakallah.
MashaAllah, I assume this brother's voice sounds like Brother Zakir, MashaAllah, who is a very dear brother to me, MashaAllah. So Asad bhai, he says that his wife has this dream that tsunami is always chasing and there's full water all around. So seeing the water and tsunami type of water with huge waves, what is the interpretation of such a dream?
Yes, but this is the second call, and the second call is also about the bachon ki ammi's dreams. So have you forbidden Islamic brothers to make a call about their dreams?
Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. This is the thing. I think the Islamic brothers are always living in real life and they have less dreams. And sisters are always thinking a lot. So they always go to bed with some hopes and wishes. So they're always dreaming.
Okay,
but,
let's see.
Inshallah, we want to see maybe the next caller may be Islamic brother. Inshallah, let's see.
Inshallah. It was just for a lighter mood. Islamic sisters, they cannot directly call. So there is the way, if someone wants to ask her dream, so that is the way she can contact via his any mahram. So
Mashallah.
It's all good. It's not forbidden on Madani channel because we don't take the direct calls of Islamic sisters. So the dream, our Zakir bhai, his voice, I also was thinking that. So tsunami, the big water, if someone watches in dream, so like that, so there is water is flooding. So the interpretation of such kind of dreams are, they have to face some hardships, some masaib, some alam. Maybe they will facing some hurdles in their life.
Wow.
If they want to do something, so maybe there are some hurdles, hiccups on the way. So one should not be worried, because sometimes such kind of dreams are truly gifts for those people. Because if you are going to do something and before happening something, you are becoming aware of about the any hardship, any mushkil, any pareshani. So you can be prepared for that. So mentally, a person can be prepared for those hardships. And for a Muslim, there is a good news. If someone has to face some hardships, there are some hiccups, so Allah tabarak wa ta'ala showers his special blessings upon that person if he makes sabr. So sabr is a very big teaching for a Muslim, whether she is woman or he's a Muslim Islamic brother. So for both, that is a very good news. So they should make dua in the holy court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If they have something bigger to do in near future, when someone watched such kind of dreams, So he should make sadaqah, make dua, and also she should get the taweez from taweezate attariya. Also in Durban, many Islamic brothers, they can have. So they can make the contact to our responsible Islamic brother. So inshallah, if there will be any hardship, any hurdle, so that would be removed. And making sadaqah, doing sadaqah, spending the money in the way of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that is the very basic thing. If someone wants to do something before starting the work, if he makes sadaqah, so inshallah sawajal, his work will be completed and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will bless him with the special help.
So I would request the Islamic technician brother to please give us the next caller, please.
Mulana, what is the interpretation of dreaming about food all the time? A lot of like rice, a lot of food all the time. Please let me know, Jazakallah.
Yes, dreaming about food and rice all the time. This is something very interesting, Asad Bhai.
Yes, the person asked about generally food and he did talk about the rice and fruits and vegetables, many things. So generally, the common interpretation of such kind of dreams are very good. That person will have more risk. Inshallah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will bless him with more sustenance. The risk will be increased. He will be earning more risk. He will be giving more good things to have. So watching the food, rice, wheat, whatever a person eats. So that is good for him. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will bless him with the more risk. But if we come to special foods, for example, if we ask about the fish, if we ask about goat, if we ask about chicken, so the interpretations can be different. But the basic rule I would tell the Islamic brothers, the viewers of Madari channel, if someone watches the food, vegetable, meat in a nice way, that is cooked or not cooked, but that is in a good condition, there is nothing wrong with that food. So that means he will have more risk from the holy court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And if there is some damages, if there is something wrong, so then the interpretation can be different from the previous one. But generally speaking, if someone watches the food, so it would be a good news for that person.
So it's good news for the brother who had called in. Asad Bhai, whilst you have been interpreting these dreams, this thought came to my mind that at times it is so confusing. There are many dreams which a person may think the meaning would be this, but when the meaning is told to him, it is the total opposite. So what is the reason for this, Asad Bhai?
Yes, it happens many times, and when we read the books and all the interpretation, the rules, the regulations, the basics about this knowledge, so sometimes you get astonished that the apparently Allah, that dream is very bad. Even such kind of dreams we cannot talk in front of the people, but their interpretations are very good. And some dreams are very opposite. Apparently you will be thinking that, okay, that is an awesome dream what I have dreamed about. But the interpretation of such kind of dreams are not good. Like the very famous dream of Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, about the grave of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and about some bones and like that. But the interpretation of that dream was very good. And when he asked about that dream, so the interpretation was that that Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala will serve the ummah. He will serve the sharia of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and it happened. So likewise, there are many types of dreams, and it's also a challenge for the people as well. For example, let me tell you one another example. Watching the treasure, gold, silver, coins. So apparently it's very good, and people like to watch that even while they are not sleeping. So they are watching treasures, coins and gold and many things in their minds. They are thinking about the things. So someone watches such kind of dream and he thinks that it is very good. Okay, I'm going to be getting the increment in my job, or I'm getting the increase in my business. But the interpretation of treasure, generally, it's not good. So likewise, there are too many things. Because this is the complete knowledge. Some signs are there. We have to see that. Then we can tell about the interpretation of something. So this is one of the reasons, Ulama-i Kiram says, that a person should not interpret about his own dream. And he should go to the person who is telling the interpretation. He is a knowledgeable person. Otherwise, maybe he will be telling about his dream something good, but in fact that is not good. And it can be opposite also. Someone watches a dream and he thinks that maybe that is very good for him, but in fact it's not good. So that is a complete science, complete knowledge, and we cannot, it's not easy to decide about any dream. Okay, there are some dreams, those are very obvious. There is no any need to make any ta'wil. Like Imam al-Sunnat, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, when he explained about the types of dreams, the fourth type, he explained that there is the kind of dream, there is no need to make any ta'wil, any tafsir, any interpretation. So those are very obvious. Like for example, if someone watches, he is in Khana Kaaba Sharif, he is watching Gumbad-e-Khazra, or he is reciting the Holy Quran. So such kind of dream, there is no need to make the tafsir. But those are very selected. Generally, it can be opposite.
Views and listeners of Madani Channel, you have heard this very brief, I would say, explanation, and very precise, should I say, mashallah. And it was very important and necessary for us to know, because there are many people out there who like to know the meanings of their dreams. And many a times there are people that basically take a guess and they give the meaning of their dreams. So this is something to ponder over, that we should not come to a conclusion. We should not make our own interpretations, because this is a different science altogether. Let us take the next caller, please.
Jazakallah, Maulana. This silsila seems something that we all have been looking for, and now we found it on Madani Channel, mashallah. Allah keep it growing strength to strength. Maulana, some help from you with regards to interpretation of dreams. I've been having these dreams of weddings for a while now, and I'm not sure what it means. Could you all assist? Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Basically, it's a good news. In Urdu, we say shadi. Okay, so shadi means a good news, a good thing. So if someone watches the wedding ceremony is going on, or he watches his own wedding ceremony, so that means, inshallah, Zawajal, very soon he will have a good news by the blessings of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So this is the interpretation of a general wedding ceremony, or someone he sees that his own wedding ceremony is going on. But when we come to the details, so there are too many different types and different interpretations of watching the wedding. For example, if we come to the explanation, so someone, he is also married, he watches his marriage. Someone is not married, he watches the marriage. And also, there is a difference. It varies person to person. Means if any ladies watch her wedding and she is not married, so the interpretation will be opposite. And also, if someone, any lady, woman, she watches her wedding and she is married. So there can be four types. And also, there are some more explanations when we come to a specific type of watching wedding of someone. But generally speaking, because shadi, marriage is a good news, so that means Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will bless him with any kind of good news.
Let us take more calls, mashallah. Please, technician brother, give us more calls.
My name is Aslam. I'm from South Africa. And alhamdulillah, Azawajal, Madani Channel doing a very beautiful, sterling job in helping the people for all kind of education progress. I just want to find out, my wife had a dream recently, and she just want to know what is the answer to that. She was building the Kumbh de Kasra. She was doing the framework, and she was almost complete. But now the last thing was for her to put the green dome, the color of the green onto the gumbat. And from a corner of her eyes, she seen somebody standing with a two-piece white kurta. But she didn't have time to see who this person is, who the face is, but because she was busy with the building of the Gumbat de Kasra. So if you can give me an explanation of what this dream is all about, we'll really appreciate it. Jazakallah.
Okay, so this is the wife of this Islamic brother who has called in, and his wife is busy with the construction. She was busy with the construction and the building of Gumbat de Khazra. And she had seen with the corner of her eyes two people with white color kurta or jubba, which we call. So, Ji Asad bhai, white kurta in the dream as well as something to do with Gumbat de Khazra, what could be the meaning and the interpretation of such a dream?
Yes, mashallah. It's a very good dream and honor for the person who watches such kind of dream, because in her dream she saw making service for Gumbat de Khazra, for the dome of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So that is a good sign, and the interpretation will be Allah, if she will try to serve Islam, if she will try to serve Quran and Sunnah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will give her some special taqat, special help, special power. So I would like to suggest for that Islamic sister, please join the mother environment of Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah, that is the platform for the both Islamic brothers and sisters to serve Islam, serve Quran, to convey the message of Quran and Sunnah. So because many Muslims, they want to do something, some services to Islam, but they don't know how to do that, because it's also a complete science. Everything needs the support, the learning, the knowledge. So alhamdulillah, for the both genders, Islamic brothers and sisters, you can serve Islam and deen for your akhirah with the mother environment of Dawat Islam. Alhamdulillah, there are many weekly congregations, Madani Inamat, are also for Islamic sister, Madarisul Madina for Balighat, for adult, alhamdulillah, for Islamic sisters. Likewise, many short courses are there, online courses are there. So the dream is giving you a good sign that if she will try to serve Islam, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will give him special power.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. That is a very, very beautiful interpretation. Mubarak to Brother Aslam who has called in. And Neki Kidawat was also being given. There is a chance, there is an opportunity. Join this beautiful and fragrant mahol and environment of Dawat Islami. There are many, many opportunities. Travel in the qafila, the Madani qafila of Dawat Islami. And subhanAllah, the Islamic sisters' work is a total separate work altogether. So there are many opportunities and chances for you to serve the deen via Dawat Islami or with this beautiful, fragrant movement of Dawat Islami. MashaAllah. Can we please take the next call?
My name is Muhammad Danish Ismail from South Africa, Sufi Nagar, Durban. Jazakallah for this wonderful silsila. Madni channel always provides us with great Islamic knowledge. I will appreciate the interpretation of my dream, where I've seen my marhum Mamo looking very bright and handsome, asking me to take care of his children. Jazakumullahu khairah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. This caller, Aslam, Asad bhai, mashallah, is a very special caller. Or he is a very dear person to me. Danish bhai, mashallah, he is my family member as well. And he says that he sees his marhum mamu in his dream, who seems to be very happy in the dream. So, could you please give the interpretation of this as well?
Yes, also he is very energetic, mashallah. So, yes, there is a interpretation for
mashallah.
Him.
The
good news is that if someone watches any Muslim who has passed away, he is not in this dunya, and he is happy, and he's in a good condition. Apparently, he is looking very nice, or he is sitting in a nice environment. So there is a good fall, good interpretation that inshallah, Zawajal, by the mercy and blessings of Allah Tabarak wa Taala, he will be in a good condition. So one should make dua, isale sawab, for that person. And also the second part of that dream, he told our Danish Bhai to take care of his children. So because the person who is elder, who has some family members, who has some children, so when he is in this dunya, so he is worried about that. So when he leaves this dunya, so he is also worried about his children and about the family. There are too many waqi'at, too many historical stories about that written in the books. So if the person who was the dream can help his family, his children, so he should do that. And if he cannot do something special for them, so minimum we can make dua. And moral support is also a very big help for the people. So there is a good invitation for him, and also he has seen his mamujan in a good condition. So we also make dua for him that may Allah bless him and forgive him. But especially we should make isale sawab and dua for the all Muslims they have passed away.
Please give us the next caller.
My name is Mahmoud Kusturi Attari from Sufi Nagar, Durban, South Africa. Mubarak to the Madani Channel team on the new silsila. Alhamdulillah, we're enjoying the silsila every day. May the fazl of Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam protect Madani Channel from Nazre Bad, increase the work so the Ummah can benefit. Regarding the interpretation of dream, I saw myself making wuzu in the dream. Please, can you interpret the dream and let me know? Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ameen. Allahumma ameen to your wonderful du'as of prosperity for Dawati Islami. And G. Asad Bhai, he sees himself making wuzu in the dream often. So
yes, it's a very, very, very beautiful dream. And the interpretation of that dream is Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will forgive the sins of a person who watches the dream that he is making wuzu. And on the other hand, inshallah azawajal, he will have a special mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to do worship for ibadah, quwwat on ibadat. So help of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will be for that person, and also forgiveness of the sins. This is the sign of watching such kind of dream. So it's a good sign. So I will do invite our Mahmoud Bhai to act upon Madani in Ahmad, because that is a good dream. But we have to make istiqamat upon deen. We have to save us from sins, and also we should try to do good deeds as well. So the Madani in Ahmad is a very good Madani Guldasta to help us, to keep us on good way.
I'm really enjoying this silsila. Madani Channel always does wonderful work, sturdy work. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant your success and prosperity. However, I've had a dream of Hazrat Saab Bappa that I'm sitting in front of him and bandaging his wounded finger. Please give me the interpretation of this dream. Jazakallahu khaira.
He sees pyare pyare Amir Ahl Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Qadri At-Taradavi, Dama Barakatumul Aliyah, in his dream. But he speaks about the wounded finger of Hazrat that he is basically sorting out and covering the wound. So what would that mean actually?
Yes, as per my knowledge, Alhamdulillah, Amir al-Sunnat is all well. And there is no any problem with his feet or fingers and toes. But see, dream is dream. Someone can see whatever is possible. But the interpretation of that dream is again serving a pious person, wali of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So if our Islamic brother wants to have the blessing and special barakah of Amir al-Sunnah, damat barakatum al-aliya, so what Amir al-Sunnah wants from us, and his wishes and his desires, what are about the Islamic brothers, we know very well in his Madani Muzakarat, in his all the writings, the books, all the booklets, that he wants Muslims to be pious. And all the efforts of Dawat Islami, which are the actually efforts of Amir al-Sunnat, Damat Barakatum al-Aliya, are to make Muslims pious. So inshallah, when you will do Madani work of Dawat Islami and act upon the Madani Inamat, So Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatumul Aliya will get happy, and also his special mercy and blessing will be with you.
MashaAllah. But since we have last few moments remaining for the silsila, could you give us some words of wisdom, some nasiha and advice?
Words of wisdom are from the pious people and the big personalities of Islam. We only read their words and we communicate with the people. In the last some moments, I would like to invite especially our Islamic brothers for our weekly Sunnatum Bara Ijtima is in Faizan Madina in Madari Marrakesh. So I will invite all the Islamic brothers to participate in that weekly congregation. So inshallah sawajal, there will be knowledge for us, there will be zikr, there will be dua, and we can have many stories and many hikayat and many madani bahar about the people. Those were before making sins, they have the sinful life before, but when they came to haftawar sunnatum bara ijtima weekly congregation, so alhamdulillah, listening the bayanat of muballighin, having the zikr of Allah and making dua in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, now their lives are totally changed, and alhamdulillah they have repented from their sins, and now they have a very good life. So mashallah, all over the world this is the opportunity, so we should have the participation in these ijtima'at. So inshallah it will be very beneficial for all Islamic brothers.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Jazakallah so much for that, Asad Bhai. Yes, in South Africa, from between Maghrib to Isha, the Sunnah-inspired Ijtimas are taking place at Faizan-e Madina. So join or accompany, take in brothers with you and join in these beautiful gatherings, and you will see the blessings of it in this world, in the grave, as well as in the Akhirah. And as they say, everything has an end, and so is the silsila for today. We'll continue with the silsila called Interpretation of Dreams. So therefore, we leave you with the missionary statement of Da'awat Islami, and that is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
A true good dream is from Allah. A true good dream is from Allah. A true good dream is from Allah. A bad dream is from Satan. A bad dream is from Satan. A bad dream is from Satan.